Open your Bibles, if you would, to 1 Peter chapter 3. 1 Peter chapter 3. We're going to read verses 13 through 16. And who is he that will harm you if you be followers of that which is good? But and if ye suffer for righteousness' sake, happy are ye. Be not afraid of their terror, neither be troubled. But sanctify the Lord God in your hearts, and be ready always to give an answer to every man that asketh you a reason of the hope that is in you with meekness and fear. Be ready always to give an answer to every man. Here, therefore, is my answer to the SPLC and the liberal media. I have been victimized by the nefarious SPLC, Southern Poverty Law Center, out of Montgomery, Alabama, more than once. When I was still in Florida, a deputy sheriff showed me the computer screen in his squad car that listed me and my friend Dr. Greg Dixon, who was speaking at my church at the time, as being on a police watch list due to the SPLC placing us on one of their hate lists. After I moved to Montana in 2010, another deputy sheriff showed me a memo that had been released by a local police lieutenant to police personnel in our area, again placing me on a watch list. Once more, this information had come from DHS via its fusion centers, courtesy of the SPLC. Also in 2010, the SPLC released a list of the most, quote, anti-government figures of the, quote, radical right. Guess who was at the top of that list? Me. Then again, I was the target of another featured attack by the SPLC in 2011, soon after we started Liberty Fellowship. I was called an extremist, and again lumped in with white supremacists, neo-Nazis, and the like. Local media throughout the country ran with those SPLC lists and stories, and I have lived under the cloud of this slander and these false accusations ever since. There is no telling how many newspapers and television broadcasts around the country have labeled me as an anti-government extremist, in quotes, a racist, in quotes, white supremacist, in quotes, hate monger, in quotes, etc., by lazy and biased reporters relying only on the propaganda from the SPLC. In fact, in 2009, the Missouri State Police had already issued a MIAC report statewide that used an SPLC/DHS Fusion Center report to warn Missouri law enforcement officers to watch out for vehicles that had bumper stickers of Ron Paul, Bob Barr, and me, that such drivers should be suspected of being, quote, anti-government extremists. Ron, Bob, and I quickly wrote a strongly worded letter of protest to the state of Missouri, and thousands of people around the country likewise sent letters, emails, and phone calls to the state demanding they recant their slanderous accusations against us. The state of Missouri never recanted, but it did take down the report and reassigned the man who headed the agency that disseminated the report. But that just shows you how much influence federal, state, and local police agencies, as well as national and local media, have given the propagandist SPLC. There have been scores, if not hundreds, of local newspapers and other media outlets that have regurgitated these SPLC slanders. The most recent one that I know of happened just this past week in Boise, Idaho. The article in that report said this. It was primarily focused on a pastor in the state of Idaho, but this is what it said about you and me here at Liberty Fellowship. The group also keeps an online profile of Chuck Baldwin, a moral majority figure in the 1980s, and the Constitution Party's 2008 nominee for president, who now lives in Montana and runs the unincorporated church movement the Lordship Church follows. Well, I don't run any movement. I barely run Liberty Fellowship. I certainly don't run the new, but that's okay. That's not worth commenting on. But one sentence following the above. The SPLC claims that Baldwin's congregants include neo-Nazis. Close quote. Typical of liberal mainstream newspapers, no one bothered to do their due diligence to contact me to check for accuracy before publishing the SPLC slur, or they would have known that there are no neo-Nazis or white supremacists attending Liberty Fellowship. The reporter simply took the SPLC accusation at face value. This is not journalism. This is pure propaganda and an unabashed attempt to blanket us with public shame by associating our fellowship and its pastor with neo-Nazis. The reporter didn't care if the accusation was true or not. He just wanted to use the SPLC accusation to make all of us at Liberty Fellowship look like a bunch of white supremacists. This is fake news at its ugliest. Once again, the Idaho newspaper was not interested in truth. They were only interested in regurgitating the propaganda put out by the SPLC. The scripture that we read at the beginning from 1 Peter 3:15, be ready always to give an answer to every man. Hence, here is my answer to the SPLC and the liberal media. Much of this is taken from our statement of faith, which anyone can read online. Let me just put it out on the table, openly, publicly, for everyone to hear and see. Here is what Liberty Fellowship believes. And if anyone wants to know the truth about Liberty Fellowship, here is what you will discover about us. Number one, Liberty Fellowship stands for the divine inspiration of the Holy Bible. We believe the Bible, from Genesis to Revelation, is God's pure, holy word. All Scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, 2 Timothy 3:16. Number two, Liberty Fellowship stands for the deity and redemptive work of Jesus Christ. We believe that Jesus was born of a virgin. He lived a sinless life. He died a substitutionary, vicarious death on the cross for our sins. He rose physically and bodily from the grave. He ascended to the Father, where he ever liveth to make intercession for the saints. And we believe that he is coming again to establish his kingdom on earth. Number three, Liberty Fellowship believes that salvation is by grace through faith, minus and plus nothing. We always, therefore, exalt Jesus as man's only Savior, which means that Christ is the only mediator between God and man, and that no man cometh unto the Father but by him. For by grace are ye saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is a gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. Ephesians 2, 8 and 9. Number four, Liberty Fellowship believes that marriage is exclusively between a man and a woman. Accordingly, I will not officiate at any marriage ceremony between same-sex couples. And in light of the June 26, 2015 Supreme Court decision legalizing same-sex marriage, which thereby attempts to redefine traditional marriage, and in light of the fact that biblical marriage is not merely a civil contract, but it is a divine institution given by our Creator, and henceforth completely outside the jurisdiction of civil government, I will not, therefore, officiate at any marriage ceremony involving a government marriage license. Amen. Genesis 2, verses 18 and 21 through 25. And the Lord God said, it is not good that man should be alone. I will make him an helpmeet for him. And the Lord God caused a deep sleep to fall upon Adam, and he slept. And he took one of his ribs and closed up the flesh instead thereof. And the rib which the Lord God had taken from man made he a woman, and brought her unto the man. And Adam said, this is now bone of my bones, and flesh of my flesh. She shall be called woman, because she was taken out of man. Therefore shall a man leave his father and mother, and shall cleave unto his wife, and they shall be one flesh. And they were both naked, the man and his wife, and were not ashamed. God is the creator of marriage. That is what God created. And that is still the only definition of marriage today. And I will not be a part of a government licensing program in which our government has attempted to redefine marriage as defined by God. Number five, Liberty Fellowship believes that life begins at conception. Therefore, we will support lawful efforts in and out of politics and the courts with the goal of ending legalized abortion on demand and overturning Roe versus Wade. Psalm 139, verse 13, and of course I could give you so many other scriptures, but for sake of time in this message, I'm only selecting a handful to use in accordance with the message. Psalm 139, verse 13, for thou hast possessed my reins, thou hast covered me in my mother's womb. Number six. Liberty Fellowship stands for the biblical natural law principles that govern every individual, state, and nation, including the natural law principles of liberty and self-defense. Leviticus 25:10, proclaim liberty throughout all the land. Luke 22:36, Jesus said, he that hath no sword, the first century sword would equate to our AR-15 semi-automatic rifle, or perhaps our Glock semi-automatic pistol. He that hath, sorry about that, you 1911 guys. Jesus said, he that hath no sword, let him sell his garment and buy one. Yeah. Number seven. Liberty Fellowship preaches and teaches so as to apply the principles of God's word to everyday life, including our political life. Therefore, we will not be governed, intimidated, or bribed into preaching politically correct messages or avoid political issues affecting our liberty. The issue at Liberty Fellowship is not politics. The issue is truth and liberty. And as politics affect negatively or positively truth and liberty, we will address it. And the charge that we are preaching politics, I'm sorry, does not fit. That is not what we are doing. We are preaching truth, and we are preaching liberty as found in the Word of God and natural law. And we are applying it to all areas of life, including our political life. 2 Timothy chapter 2 and verse 9. The word of God is not bound. You cannot bind the word of God and say it doesn't fit here, or it doesn't fit there, or it doesn't fit this situation, or it doesn't fit this topic. No, the Word of God is not bound. Every issue, every man, everything, all must answer to the Word of God. Number eight, Liberty Fellowship opposes socialism, neoconism, and Zionism. Accordingly, we do not support the socialistic welfare state or the neocon warfare state. Neither do we believe that the modern Zionist state of Israel represents either historical, biblical Israel or prophetic Israel. And this is theological. It is not racial. I am not, nor is Liberty Fellowship, anti-Jewish. Many people will be surprised, not this fellowship, because you are instructed and informed in these issues, but many people will be surprised to know that there are thousands of Orthodox Jewish rabbis who believe exactly the same thing as do we. That the modern state of Israel is not Bible Israel or prophetic Israel. So I, with all of my being and all honesty and candor, totally repudiate the charge that Chuck Baldwin or Liberty Fellowship is anti-Semitic in any shape, manner, or form. That is not the issue. I encourage everyone and anyone who truly wants to know the position that we hold on Israel and why and what the Bible teaches about Israel. This is, again, a theological discussion. I have 8 messages on 2 DVDs, The Church and Israel, where I go into great depth into the scriptures to show the theology and the doctrine as to why I just said what I did. I encourage everyone to get those 2 DVDs. We have them at the table over here, and they're online as well. Number 9, Liberty Fellowship is one of the most racially diverse Christian fellowships in the entire state of Montana. In fact, the racial diversity of Liberty Fellowship far exceeds the racial diversity in the state in general. And I would venture to guess this: the racial diversity of Liberty Fellowship far exceeds the racial diversity of the newspapers that are accusing us of being racial bigots. The congregation of our fellowship is happily comprised of Asians, Hispanics, Blacks, Caucasians, including several mixed race families. The minority races in Liberty Fellowship numbers around 20% of the congregation. This is in an area of the country, the Flathead Valley of Montana, where the combined minority races number around 3%. Of the population. Any accusation of racism against Chuck Baldwin and Liberty Fellowship is complete balderdash. Acts chapter 17, verse 26. "And he hath made of one blood all nations of men. Their skin may be black or yellow or white or red or brown, but they bleed red blood." Albert Barnes, one of my favorite commentators, writing in the 19th century, says this about this passage, of which I totally agree: "All the families of mankind are descended from one origin or stock. However different their complexion, features, or language, yet they are derived from a common parent. The word blood is often used to denote race, stock, kindred. This passage affirms that all the human family are descended from the same ancestor. The design of the apostle in this affirmation was probably to convince the Greeks that he regarded them all as brethren, that although he was a Jew, yet he was not enslaved to any narrow notions or prejudices in reference to other people. It follows from the truth here stated that no nation and no individual can claim any preeminence over others in virtue of birth or blood. All are in this respect equal. And the whole human family, however they may differ in complexion, customs, and laws, are to be regarded and treated as brethren. Close quote. And that is exactly what we do here at Liberty Fellowship. We treat everyone, regardless of race or ethnicity, as brethren. Number 10. Liberty Fellowship stands with Scripture that civil government is ordained of God. We enthusiastically submit to lawful civil government. We hold the positions of constitutional government in the highest esteem, and we heed the command of Scripture to pray for those in positions of government. Romans 13:7, render therefore to all their dues, tribute to whom tribute is due, custom to whom custom, fear to whom fear, honor to whom honor. 1 Timothy 2:1 through 3. I exhort therefore that first of all supplication, prayers, intercessions, and giving of thanks be made for all men, for kings and for all that are in authority, that we may lead a quiet and peaceable life in all godliness and honesty. For this is good and acceptable in the sight of God our Savior. For people to call me anti-government extremist is a rank falsehood. I rarely talk about myself, but in this particular context, I feel I am required to do so. I was given the title and have the credentials to prove it of honorary deputy sheriff by Escambia County, Florida, Sheriff Ron McNesby, for my leadership in supporting the efforts of the Escambia County Sheriff's Office in maintaining law and order. I was twice honored as Minister of the Day by the Florida State House of Representatives and once by the Florida State Senate. I've had personal audiences with numerous state governors, U.S. congressmen, and U.S. senators, as well as with President Ronald Reagan and then Vice President George H.W. Bush. I count several judges as personal friends. Any charge of anti-government extremism against Liberty Fellowship from people and organizations such as the SPLC is completely unfounded and untruthful. But our position is this. We are a republic. We are a nation of laws and not men. We have no king, no monarch, or no sovereign. And while we as citizens are required to submit to just law, so too those who are in public office and those who are charged with enforcing the laws of this country are equally required to submit to the same laws as the rest of us. So if you want a quote on the subject, now you have it. Number 11. Liberty Fellowship is supported entirely by the free will financial donations and offerings of those who have a heart to give. But we are not organized as a 501c3 nonprofit organization, which means Financial donations to Liberty Fellowship are not tax deductible. Furthermore, Liberty Fellowship seeks not church designation by the IRS, and neither will it incorporate or organize so as to qualify for church status under the Internal Revenue Code. The true church is a spiritual organism, not a human organization. Under the laws of the United States, should a body of believers or any other body seek and obtain tax-exempt status, that body would immediately fall under the dictates of the Internal Revenue Code regulating nonprofit organizations. Therefore, Liberty Fellowship has chosen to not claim tax exemption. We do not need their benefit, and we will not tolerate their prohibitions against the preaching and teaching and activity of this body of believers. We will not entangle this fellowship with government in any shape, manner, or form, and we would much rather give up a tax-exempt status in order to keep our freedom under Christ to preach the word without fear or favor or interference from any civil government. And number 12, and lastly, Liberty Fellowship supports the independence and sovereignty of the state of Montana. We pledge no allegiance to any new world order or facsimile thereof. We will not accept or submit to any attempt to establish a police state or abridge our freedoms and liberties protected by the Declaration of Independence, U.S. Constitution, and Bill of Rights. Any attempt at globalism, from the Tower of Babel to the present day, is a work of Satan, as there is only one sovereign, capital S, over all mankind, and that is none other than the Lord Jesus Christ. And to Him and Him alone we pledge our allegiance, and we bow both our knee and our hearts. So to the SBLC and the liberal media that parrot the scurrilous, unfounded accusations from the Southern Poverty Law Center, there is my answer. Stand for what it's worth.